Welcome to Intentional Living Center today, and our focus is on God's love and provision in your life when you're going through difficult times, when you're struggling and you don't know where to turn, or you get blindsided in life, to know that God is able. And I have a friend here in the studio joining me today who's going to tell you a powerful story of what God has done for them. So if you need some encouragement today, here's a good place to be, the Intentional Living Center.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. Just before we get to the story with my friend joining me here and your calls, thanks for your prayers and your interest in all of the people who joined us yesterday and today in Phoenix for the Family Business Conference, the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. And we've been having an absolutely fantastic time of learning together and sharing together and hearing stories of what God is doing in the lives of people working in family businesses. And these folks represent in their businesses thousands of employees and outreaches and communities across the country. It's been an exciting 2 days. So again, thanks to all of you for your prayers. And we'll be trying to put some things online here to share some pictures and things for you on Facebook here in the days ahead. All right, we'll be doing that. Today we're focusing on the confidence we have in God taking care of us and providing for us during the difficult times of life. And as we're talking today about how God is able, how he's proved himself able to you, how has he proved himself to be able to you? You know, and my friend Snow Peabody, who is the executive director of Teen Challenge for Arizona, joins me in just a moment. He tells an amazing story of how God proved himself in their family. We also want to hear your stories. Tell us at 888-888-1717. In fact, here's one of those stories right now.
Yes, my name is Mike Jones, and I am just so thankful for God. I had lost my job back in January of 2009, and had been unemployed all the way up until October. And I just put my faith in him that he'd find something for me, and I put my trust in him. And been going to church a lot lately, and it's been a difficult struggle, you know, try to do things on your own and find stuff on your own. And I just put my trust in the Lord, and he had blessed me with a job, and I was just so thankful. I actually had turned down a job. I wasn't sure that that was the one for me, and I prayed about it. One day he just showed me that, don't take that job. You know, I have something for you. And lo and behold, 1 week later, I was blessed with a job that was keeping me home with my family. And I am so thankful to him. It is so true. If you put your trust in the Lord, that he will take care of us.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. And we just came out of a chapel with our staff. And my friend, Reverend Snow Peabody, who is the executive director of the Teen Challenge of Arizona and also the national rep to Washington, D.C., shared with the staff about God is able. God is able. And that's what we wanted to talk about, come into the studio and talk about today. And Snow, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson. It's great to be with you.
Well, what a powerful message. And Teen Challenge, of course, helps so many, not only teens. I know that sometimes the name really thinks just teens.
You help young adults as
young
well.
Young adults, yeah. And men and women, yes. and those that are on drugs and alcohol, and you have a fantastic result of what God does. And I want to talk about that in a moment, but in your own life, talking about God is able, and I know we only have a few minutes here, but boy, you've been through it. Your wife, your precious wife, Liddell, almost died,
yes,
tragically, and yet you give the message today that God is able. Tell us about it.
Well, April 23rd of 2014, just a year ago approximately, Liddell coded. She was at St. Joe's Hospital for a procedure, and she was there for to be checked, but then something went awry and something happened where she had heart failure. It's called cardiomyopathy. It's something that where a virus attacked the heart, expanded the heart, where the normal pumping action of the heart was thrown off and fluid from the heart began to back into her lungs. And so they had to stat right away, try to find a way to revive her and keep her going. Immediately placing her in ICU on life support was the only way they could do that. Had she been home and not at the hospital when this occurred, she would have passed, because they said there would have been no way she could have overcome what happened. And so we're thankful that the Lord, in the providence of God, there she was.
In the hospital at the moment.
To be able to have the Lord, through the doctors and the nurses and those that were there to care for her, immediately be able to see her life restored, in the sense that for several hours they were hoping they'd get to revive her to see what they could do. And in that time, she was placed in induced a coma where they, could allow the heart to rest a little bit, to try to, relax the heart as best they could and take procedures to try to save her life, basically, on life support.
But the doctor's telling you guys and your family, I don't think, she's going to make it. And she needs a heart transplant. She needs to be transported to Phoenix. And what you shared with the staff was very meaningful. Snow, you had to make a decision.
Yes.
As you said, all your decisions up to the 39 years of your marriage have been made with her, and now she can't.
Yes.
You got to pray as a family. You had to make a tough decision.
It was tough. And I'll tell you, the day, this was the second day in. The first day, of course, she coded and they had her in life support. The second day in, the doctor gathered with her family, the cardiologist that was overseeing her condition, and said, here's what you need to know. We don't feel she's going to make it. And the only possible, which is kind of 50-50 at best, is to have her transported to the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix, Arizona. We live in Tucson, where she would have a heart transplant that might save her life. And so we said to the doctor, we're people of faith. We trust the Lord. We're going to need some time to think about this and pray as well. You need to let us know soon, because she's not going to make it otherwise, and really pressing us. And rightfully so. I mean, they were very concerned and giving us the very best from their point of view. But in our heart of hearts, especially mine, I just had this desire that, God, where do you want us to go with this? And how do we really grapple with this in this moment? Because, as you said, Dr. Carlson, Liddell and I had always made decisions together. Yeah. We prayed together and we talked things out together. But all of a sudden, I had to make this major life and death decision, basically. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, I said, Lord, she's in your hands. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Lord answered prayer, and she began to improve. And today she is vibrant and healthy and well and has recovered.
Well, my wife and I were at the banquet for Teen Challenge just a while ago, and here's Liddell leading the choir with all the men and looking as healthy as ever. And that's a miracle. And I think people look in, and maybe today you're wrestling with, is God able? God takes different paths. We know He doesn't heal every time. I mean, he's got his own decision that obviously it's seeking His will. But when He does, and when He chooses to do that, we need to give Him the glory for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Give Him the honor for it. I know you do.
Every day, the little things now mean so much more to Liddell and I. I mean, even the minute little things of life that we maybe take for granted. You have a different perspective now. Your paradigm has shifted to the extent that, here she is. She's alive. She's with me. We just celebrated our 39th wedding anniversary on March the 5th. And, it meant more to us than any other anniversary ever, because she's alive.
That's
she
right.
was able to be here and be with me.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'd love to hear from you, maybe your story of how God has been able in your life. Share it with us at 888-888-1717. As I shared with the staff, we recently have a new granddaughter that just joined us. A year earlier, we were in the same hospital, not far from the same room, where our granddaughter then came prematurely and lived but maybe 30 minutes. God was able there in that room that day, and He's able a year later when a precious Zoe Grace joins the family. He was able at the same hospital, by the way, that where Liddell was.
Yes.
And whatever it is, God is with you. And as I said to the staff, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So tell us your faith story and what you've experienced in God. Come back in a minute, Snow, because you have a story you shared with me before we came in the studio about your work with men and women on drugs, and a story from Washington, D.C. I think everybody will be interested in hearing.
In the last year and a half when I've been listening to you every afternoon, the most profound change has happened. You have taken me from a let go and let God mentality to the depth of Christian thought in regards to putting it at the foot of the cross, giving the people that hurt you, the people that disappoint you, the injustices, see them at the foot of the cross with Jesus loving them and loving you equally. And that has been the greatest freedom. And I just can't thank you enough. It's so much more than the flip little phrase, letting go and letting God. I am free.
Boy, there's freedom. Thank you for that story and your stories of living intentionally. I've been reminded recently that intentional living is not about us, really. It's not about a selfish motive of just living intentionally so I'm healthier and more financially secure and a better marriage. Those can be the results, clearly. But when you look at Scripture, I've been reminded that the whole attitude of the fruit of the Spirit that we learn in Scripture is outward directed. It's toward others. You know, that when we're kind and when we're intentional, you know, when we're long-suffering and we're patient and self-controlled, it's because of others. And when we live our lives intentionally with the attitude of serving and caring and reaching and touching other people, that is a powerful combination. And we encourage you to pray about it. By the way, we have that free online class for you. It talks about goal setting, talks about overcoming resistance to change and finishing strong. It's all available for you at theintentionallife.com.
I just want to say that my intentional living is that I have really been serving the Lord. And 4.5 months ago, I started losing weight, and my intentional living was that I wanted to prove to myself that with God's help, I could do this. And so far, as of today, I have lost 60 pounds with God's help, and that is my intentional living, is to keep losing this weight and serve my Lord with everything that I have. Thank you.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. That's our theme verse, our key verse from Ephesians 5:10 for the Intentional Living Center. And we're committed to help you figure out what Christ wants to do in you and through you. Maybe faith needs to be your one thing. If so, join the Intentional One Thing Challenge today at theintentionallife.com. And when you do, we'll pray for you. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Is God able? Dr. Randy continues his conversation with Snow Peabody, the executive director of Teen Challenge in Arizona. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Don't you dare flush my cell phone down the toilet.
Why do children often do the opposite of what we ask? This month, when you become a monthly member or give a gift of any amount, you'll receive Dr. Randy Carlson's DVD, What Motivates Your Child to Misbehave. Discover some important keys to parenting, including the 3 levels of misbehavior your child uses to get your attention. To learn more and to make your support gift this month, visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com from the Intentional Living Center.
What seemed like a fun childhood memory turned out to be an embarrassing moment for his daughter. But this month, Dr. Randy Carlson shares how this father memory opened doors of communication with his daughter and how father memories can do the same for you and your kids. Also, find out how some helicopter parents discovered a way to keep their feet on the ground in this latest edition of the Intentional Living Newsletter. On its way to your mailbox if you're a supporter, or yours by request when you call 800-776-1060 during West Coast business hours from the Intentional Living Center.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy?
Thanks, Kurt. And if you just joined us, welcome to the Intentional Living Center, where we focus on finding our purpose, why we are here, knowing what the purpose is for our life, our marriage, our family, for this day, and then living our purpose with the goal of finishing whatever it is next in your life. Maybe it's a parenting responsibility or a work responsibility, but finishing strong right to the end. That's the message of Intentional Living, and I'm glad you're a part of it. I'm glad you're listening today. You can find out more by going to theintentionallife.com. We're going to get back to Snow Peabody with more of his story, but first, let's hear another one of your stories about how God is at work in your life, proving that God is able.
Hi, I have recently stopped smoking by the help of the Lord. I once quit for almost 2 years. I was a little stressed out, picked up the cigarette again, knew it was wrong, but did it anyway. And battled back and forth, patches, doing this, doing that, but my heart was never into it. But when I finally prayed about it, and I said, Lord, I said, make me whole. I want my body to be in line with your word and not be able to have anyone say, oh, she's a hypocrite because of. I prayed that way, and then the next morning, I kind of forgot I even smoked. It was a blessing, and God just really just took that craving, that urge, that desire, that everything away. So if he can do that for smoking, for everyone listening, who are we to say what he can't do, big, small? It doesn't matter. I mean, if he cared enough about my cravings, if he cared enough about my lungs, how much more does he care about?
Randy Carlson back here in the Intentional Living studio today. And boy, we're just excited about the stories coming in from across the country of people sharing their able stories, that God is able. Snow Peabody is here. Snow is the executive director of Teen Challenge of Arizona, national representative to D.C. as well, and a friend. His name is Snow. His son's name is Sunny.
Sunny.
And you have a
daughter named Heaven, Heaven Joy, and then our youngest daughter is Crystal Rain.
There you go.
You know, we were out of the early 70s. We had all, all these weather days going. You know, people think my kids are always asking, was your parents hippies? No.
Great family, though. I'll tell you, this man and his family are examples of trusting God and God's faithfulness. And today, as you shared with our staff a moment ago, Snow, on God is able, you know, your work with Teen Challenge, it's really an amazing thing. You take these folks that come in on drug and alcohol, and what kind of a response do you get? I mean, what's, from a statistical standpoint, how many of these people actually walk out and are changed?
Well, nationally, there's been several studies that have been third-party studies done on Teen Challenge, and approximately 86% of those that come into the program leave restored and clean from their addiction and years of addiction, many of which have been many years of addiction.
And how does that compare to on a national average?
I would say on a national average, where secular government-funded programs are somewhere in the category of anywhere from 12 to 20%. So, you know, for God to be able to come in and change a life and restore a life, it's nothing short of a miracle.
It is a miracle.
That's all that we can say, really. I think of my dear wife, Liddell, as we talked about her medical condition and how there's a scripture that she uses now, which many of our Teen Challenge people could use as well, from Psalm 118, verse 17, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
And for Liddell and for the many that come with heart issues and Teen Challenge, you know, addiction issues, they can leave now free to be able to declare the works of the Lord, yeah, that God changed my life. This, we're talking about people that have been so addicted. Meth is terrible. The heroin, the prescription abuse today that we see with the drugs, have hooked people to the degree that they'll steal, they'll do crime, they'll do whatever they need to do to support that habit. To be able to be set free from that, you better be, they're declaring now the works of the Lord. They're telling others and their peers and friends that God changed their life.
You had a great story before we started the program today.
Okay.
Because you are a national representative for Teen Challenge in Washington, so you get to expose to, you know, the D.C. Group there and all the leaders there.
Yeah.
You had a meeting that was pretty interesting.
Early on when I was going to Washington, D.C. to represent all of the teen challenges nationally, I met with one of the leaders of the Substance Abuse Administration. And this gentleman wanted to meet because he'd heard about the faith-based aspect of Teen Challenge and then recovery and really wasn't that familiar with it, but wanted to find out more. So we more than happy to meet and very cordial. We came and sat down in his office. There was a table between us. There was some of his aides were there and began to talk about the program. And one of the first questions he had was, how do they get off drugs at Teen Challenge? How is this happening?
Get to the bottom line.
Yeah.
Right? How do you do this?
And we said in a very heartfelt way, we pray and they get off drugs. Yes, he kind of leaned back in his chair, Dr. Carlson, and he looked at me and he said, now, let me make sure I got that right. You pray and they get off drugs. And I said, yes, sir. And then I went on to say that we share scripture and we help them to understand that God loves them and can change their life and restore a dignity back to their situation of being able to be clean and have a brand new life in God and be free of their addiction. And so we went on and talking about this. And all of a sudden, he just stops cold, looks at the aide sitting next to him. He says, listen to this. He says, we spend millions and millions and we are hearing something here today that is so unique, so different. And it was a moment. It was like he was acknowledging the fact that faith, truly, in believing and trusting God in that moment of what we're sharing at Teen Challenge really does work. We do have results. It's bona fide. It's real. Right. It's not made up. It's not something that's just a figment of our imagination that, well, some people get help. No, these are people now that are back in society. They're living normal, wonderful, productive lives. They have brand new character traits. I mean, they don't want to steal and rob anymore. They want to give. Right. Now they're paying their taxes and they're tithing and they're helping the community.
It's amazing. You know, and I think today as we're thinking about God is able, it may not be a drug or alcohol issue. It could be your marriage. It may be with a teenager. Maybe you're just feeling discouraged in your life. Maybe it's a diagnosis of an illness that you had not anticipated. To understand that God is able. He's still in the business of healing and he's restoring and reconciling. And, you know, God has his own way of moving in people's lives. I don't know what he's doing in your life, but as you hear these stories today about God being able, is there anything too big for him? I mean, if an addiction to drugs, which we know statistically is just a huge problem to get over, to having your story of Liddell in a hospital with a heart that they're saying just isn't going to continue to pump, and yet it does, and now she's healthy. How do you answer these things? I mean, we can get into answering this clinically and statistically, or we can look at this and see, hey, this is truly a miracle. God is able to change lives. And so I think our message today is a real simple one on intentional living. If you are a person of faith, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, then live intentionally in that faith. To trust him. Trust him. That doesn't mean that trust is ignorant. We're not ignorant people, but we are trusting people, that we trust that God is able. And I would challenge you today to be intentional in whatever it is in your life that you need to trust God for today. Snow, thank you for being here. This has been really, really a great time, and thanks for sharing with our staff as well.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson, for always being there to support and help Teen Challenge, too. You've come and spoken at our graduations in the past and been at our banquets, and I'll never forget the time you came and gave us one of the books to give to each of our graduates when you spoke, and they cherished that. They go, Dr. Carlson gave us this book? I mean, you'll never know how much that meant to them, and thank you for that. I deeply appreciate all that you've done to help us over the years. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Appreciate it very much. And if you'd like to know a little more about Teen Challenge And what snow does, not only in Arizona, but it's a national. I mean, you have how many centers are there around the country?
There's some 200 teen challenges. Yeah, 240 some teen challenges.
We're just hearing one story today. So it's you can get more information on our highlights page when you go to theintentionallife.com. And also, we want to hear your stories. How has God been able in your life? And what has he done in your life? Share that with us when you give us a call at 888-888-1717. We're going to talk about why kids misbehave right now. Here's the key. Write this down. Every person wants to matter and contribute and belong. And you'll find that all misbehavior in life, adult misbehavior and child misbehavior, is in this pursuit to matter. The pursuit of contributing, the pursuit of making a difference, the pursuit of belonging is what drives us. We got a precious little grandbaby, Kylie. I resisted bringing pictures because if I got started, it would just be ridiculous. She's so precious. This thing of wanting to belong and, you know, feel special starts very early in our lives, doesn't it? She comes over to Papa's house, that's me. And she comes in the door and I say, "Hi, Kylie, who's this?" She goes, "You, Papa." And I said, "Don't forget it." So she came up the other day. She was at our house and she was standing in front of me and she had her little red pants on, little frilly stuff on the bottom. I go, "Oh, Kylie, those are so cute." She smiles and she says, "See my shoes? Cute too?" See? Isn't that what we're doing in life? Isn't that what we do in our marriages too? Am I okay? Do I matter? Am I still cute? Well, you know, hearing that clip from the DVD about little Kylie, you know, she's grown up now. She's 7 years old. But, you know, it's the still little girl that wants to matter, just like we all want to matter. We want to have a place. We want to have a meaning. And God has wired us that way. And when we think about why kids misbehave, which is the theme of the DVD that you just heard a clip from, it's because we want to belong. And one of the things we've learned about children, if they can't belong, you know, behaving, sometimes they'll try to belong by not behaving. You know, they just want to fit in. And this teaching on this DVD this month is a way of thanking you for your support, but also teaching the principles of why kids misbehave from a biblical perspective. By the way, the DVD, 35 Minutes of Teaching, is our gift to everyone who shares a gift this month to the ministry. Let us know you'd like it when you go online to share your gift at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And if you're a member of the ministry or not a member, you can join today. Your ongoing support every month will help sustain what God has raised up here to make a difference in this generation. Thank you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Here are some upcoming programs. How to Battle Emotional Adultery, which is a serious problem when people get emotionally attached to another person outside of their marriage. We write about opposite sex friendships and the impact on that. We're going to have a topic coming up on the four keys to real freedom. What does it mean to have freedom in your life? Real freedom at the depth of your soul and your relationships. And then we're going to have a teen program focusing on being the parent of a teen. These are all coming up from Intentional Living. Your comments are always welcome. We'd love to hear your stories as well. Just go to theintentionallife.com. See you next time from the Intentional Living Center.